Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol continues to ask for the public's assistance in locating the driver involved in Sunday night's fatal traffic collision near the Humboldt Hill on-ramp on Highway 101. A 33-year-old male pedestrian from Eureka was hit by a full-size truck, and the driver fled the scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. The cause of the collision is still under investigation. The vehicle is described as a white lifted full-size pickup truck with toolboxes attached to the side. The truck may have minor front-end damage as a result of the collision. The driver may live in the Humboldt Hill area or know somebody who does. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Humboldt area CHP. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from a single-story residence in the 300 block of Cooper Street in Eureka on Monday night. Arriving firefighters found a clothes dryer fully involved with fire and spreading into an attic area. Firefighters quickly attacked the main fire and then began searching for any hot spots from the spread of the blaze. The homeowner was able to exit the house without injury, but the structure suffered heavy smoke damage estimated at $25,000. You're reminded to clean the lint traps and ducting on clothes dryers on a regular basis to prevent fire danger. Arcata police responded to the Bank of America on 8th Street in Arcata on Monday afternoon after a report of a bank robbery was called in. Officers learned that a man walked into the bank and handed a teller a note demanding money. The teller complied and turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the man fled the scene on foot. After distributing a description of the bank robber, police contacted 63-year-old Stephen Long, a resident of Maine, at a local motel. Long was arrested and booked into county jail in connection with the robbery. The California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies conducted a maximum enforcement period over the holiday weekend, targeting dangerous and impaired drivers. Four drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and there was one fatal traffic collision on county roads. There were two injury traffic collisions, three DUI-related collisions, and six crashes involving property damage. Sheriff's detectives continued their investigation into a burglary at a residence on Walnut Drive on Sunday that left one suspect dead and a second suspect on the run. When deputies reached the scene of the burglary, they found 30-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Scherer unconscious. Scherer would later be pronounced dead at the hospital. Scherer, along with a second suspect, broke into the home and assaulted a 46-year-old man, injuring him. A neighbor and the 16-year-old son of the victim's girlfriend defended him and restrained Scherer until deputies reached the scene. No arrests were made following the incident, and a second suspect, an adult white male possibly named Sam, remains at large. Anyone with information about the incident or the second suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff's detectives are investigating a suspected home invasion that left a Rancho Sequoia man with multiple gunshot wounds last week. Two witnesses who were visiting the victim told detectives that they heard a commotion and then shots fired. And when they came down from a balcony in the house, they saw their friend bleeding from gunshot wounds while being threatened by as many as eight men brandishing rifles. The suspect tied the two men up and then forced the gunshot victim into a truck and fled the scene. The victim was later contacted at a Garberville hospital where he was receiving treatment for his wounds. There is little information about the suspects available at this time, and anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And sheriff's deputies responded to the Moose Lodge in McKinleyville on Sunday to investigate the theft of a safe. An investigating deputy discovered that the rear entrance to the Moose Lodge was forced open, and upon entering the lodge, he found a cabinet that was broken into. He spoke with a Moose Lodge representative who said that a safe was stolen from the cabinet that contained money donated by community members to purchase food and gifts for the holidays. A suspicious male was reported to be pushing a hand cart containing the metal safe in the 1700 block of Sutter Road. He signaled a light blue four-door sedan with a flashlight and loaded the safe into the trunk of the car. The car then sped off toward Central Avenue. The suspect is described as wearing a hooded sweatshirt, construction-type boots, yellow and black gloves, and has a noticeable limp. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.